8:36 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. And can you believe it? 2 weeks in a row, we are going to have a Tri-County Insider News Week in Review on this Friday morning. Bronson, how did we do this?
Well, it's no longer June. We just didn't like that month.
Yeah, we went about almost an entire month without a Tri-County Insider News Week in Review report. Now we got them back to back. We better quit being so crazy. But
yeah, it's a little interesting.
Most definitely. Well, Bronson is our news director here at Priority Media. If you're just tuning in for this report for the very first time, and what we do is we take a look back during the past week, determine what the top stories were. We find out the stories that grabbed your attention the most. We call them the most interacted with stories. And then we wrap things up with Bronson sharing with us his pick of the story of the week. So Bronson, yes, get us started by reviewing our top stories of the past week.
Well, our top story ended up coming out yesterday, and it was police searching for an escaped inmate. This has happened, I think this is the third time within the past year that police are asking for the public's help in finding Jefferson County jail inmate who allegedly just walked away during a work release program. This latest one, police say, was on July 14th. 34-year-old Robert Weaver was at Utilities and Industries for a work release program when sometime around noon he just walked away from the job site and did not return. Police didn't offer us a picture or description of Weaver, but they ask if anyone has any information to contact state police, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, or Jefferson County Adult Probation. And since this going live, I have not heard any updates on it yet.
Perhaps there's a misunderstanding that a work release doesn't mean a complete release. That was just a joke. All right. Have to explain my jokes just so I don't get in trouble, right?
That might be a thing.
All right. So that's our top story of the past week. What do we have as a runner-up?
This one, which we thought might have been the top story, is the latest in the trial against former city manager of DuBois, Herm Saplesio. And that is a change of plea hearing that has been scheduled for John Herm Saplesio. And that's going to end up being next Thursday at 10 a.m. in Johnstown.
Yeah.
And we had something similar to this with former City of DuBois employee Roberta Bobby Schaefer, where she also changed her plea, and we ended up finding out that was from not guilty to guilty. So this could turn out very similar, but we won't really know the details of that until Thursday when we will be down there in Johnstown and in the courtroom.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of options whenever a plea is changed. I know that you can go from not guilty to guilty, but I guess there's also a no contest plea, some various ones, but we do just all have to wait. Until then, it's all speculation, as they say, right? Yeah, no question that would be one of the top stories. We have another one, third place.
Sure. Over the weekend, we had a police report come in where they are asking for your help in locating the driver of a motorcycle that allegedly fled from police during a traffic stop. It happened on Saturday. Police said they attempted to pull over a red motorcycle on Route 119 and Airport Road in Bell Township. Police say that the motorcycle did not stop and fled the scene towards Punxsutawney. The driver was described as a white man wearing a black sweatshirt and blue jeans, with a white female passenger wearing a black tank top, blue shorts, and a black backpack.
Okay.
And if you have any information on that, to contact the Punxsutawney State Police.
I always look at those winding up as top stories as a good thing, because I think people are interested in trying to help out if they have any information like that. So that's always good to hear. All right. We're going to head into our next category, which is the stories that receive the most interaction with online or on our website, at the social media sites. So how did the stories line up for this past week?
Our top one for interaction came out of this week's City of DuBois City Council meeting. And that was with a couple of the major things brought up by the public, which is the waterfall project and water bills. So with that, the city is currently asking for donations for the waterfall. They will all be tax exempt. as they're looking for ways to actually fund the repair of it. And while a lot of people were concerned over the cost, which was thrown out as an estimate,
mm-hmm.
and this was just like a blanket cost almost of, I believe it was $100,000, that is not a true statement, as the bids are still out there, so they don't actually know what this is going to cost. That's just what they're believing.
Sure, sure.
But with that, they are looking for these donations, and city officials, they are waiting for these final bids, but they do say something needs to be done in that area. It's kind of an eyesore. It's not structurally sound the way it is now. So whether that is actually replacing the waterfall or just lining up rocks in a way that it's actually structurally safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, council also heard more on the water bills, which we've been talking about since the beginning of the year.
Right.
And with that, the new city manager being in there, Joe Fleming, he's reviewing all of these still right now, and we'll update everyone once he actually gets a grasp on the situation.
And we'll be getting updates on both of those issues Monday when we have both the manager and the mayor here for our second Monday morning with the manager and mayor on Connect FM. That will be at 7:35. Both Mr. Fleming and Mr. Abbott will be here, and I'm sure those two topics will kind of be front and center as we discuss those a little bit further.
And with that, that leads into our next most interacted with story, and that was with this previous time that they were here. It's been about 2 weeks since Joe Fleming has been in the city.
Yeah.
So we heard from him this past week on really how things have been going for him so far, and he thinks that he's hitting the ground running, meeting with the employees as well as the public, and really getting people onto the new city of Dubois instead of thinking old Dubois, old Sandy.
Sure.
And of course, he says all this will take time, and everyone will need to be patient with it.
Right. Absolutely. All right. We have one last most interacted with story for the week.
We sure do. This one came over the weekend. We have the winners of the Treasure Lake POA 2026 election. And with that, we have three people that moved on from the eight candidates to the Treasure Lake Property Owners Association Board of Directors.
Mm-hmm.
And that were the top three were Lori Donahue Lewis. A lot of people might remember that name here with the highest votes of 614. That was followed by Ed Moran with 592 and Tony Caviola with 564.
Yeah, and congratulations to those three. And of course, I think most everyone listening right now knows Lori is our station manager here at Connect FM and Sunny 106. So congratulations to all three, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bronson, the moment has arrived on this Friday morning in this Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. We get to hear what you have selected as the top story of the week. What you got, sir?
Well, this one will probably be a top story next week. It came out today, but I think it's important to keep hammering in with the air quality alerts going on around here.
Mm-hmm.
You might look out today and think, it's not as smoky as it looked yesterday, or I don't actually smell it today. That doesn't exactly mean that it's still not bad for you. It's actually worse today.
Yeah.
It might not look it, but never trust your senses. At least that's what we heard from a doctor at Penn Highlands. And really to check online for those air quality alerts and follow the instructions given there, the recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is stay indoors, especially today when it's very hazardous conditions, borderline the top end of the actual air quality index chart.
Yeah.
So with that, just stay indoors as much as possible, limit your outdoor activities, and just really don't be outside exercising or anything like that, especially if you are at high risk with any type of breathing problems like COPD, asthma, or even certain heart diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It really puts you at a greater effect in this air quality.
Yeah, most definitely. And we've been emphasizing about that air quality alert being bumped up from a code red yesterday to code purple today. So take that to heart, and of course, what those recommendations are, if at all possible, Avoid all outdoor activity. We know that not all of you can do that, but those of you who can, especially, again, if you fall into those sensitive categories where it could adversely affect your health, that is the recommendation.
Yes.
So good choice there, Bronson. You did
well. Figured we had to for today.
Good job. All right. Could it possibly be that we're going to have three in a row next Friday?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves quite yet.
I guess we can't lock it in, but we'll tentatively plan to do this again next week at 8:35.
What do you say? Sounds like a plan.